I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin, but just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
I'm still locked up inside my house, Sunit, and I'm still talking to you thanks to Skype. You all right?
Well, I really don't know the difference between weekdays and weekends anymore, Ajay. But otherwise, I'm fine. Just staying home.
Have you been reading newspapers?
Yeah. Actually, I'm still getting my newspapers on most days. It's one of the few things that hasn't changed in the last few weeks.
Ah. Well, I hope you're not washing it like some people are.
What? Washing it?
Yeah, because of all the panic about the coronavirus. Some people are worried about home-delivered packages. Others have stopped getting food delivered to their homes. People are even washing currency notes.
And newspapers?
Yeah, even newspapers.
I mean, I suppose I understand the sudden fear about touching surfaces, but isn't washing everything a bit extreme?
Well, the crude logic is that masks and other protective gear is helpful while going out. But what if the virus comes home? Very little of these knee-jerk reactions are informed by science, though.
But science can answer these questions, right?
Absolutely. Even though this is a new virus and we have barely known it for, 5 months? We do know some things. Pretty much every virology lab in the world is, after all, studying only this virus.
And? Well, what's the scientific advice?
Well, the answer depends on a few things, like, for instance, what kind of surface are we talking about? Is it paper? Is it cardboard? So I thought we can just go over this one by one.
Yeah. Great. So what's the first on the list?
What I mentioned, the type of surface. What most people don't seem to appreciate is this. Lab tests are already showing that as soon as any surface is infected by the coronavirus, the amount of virus on it starts decreasing. The virus has a hard time surviving outside the human body. One recent study found that half of the virus particles applied to paper or cloth decayed in just 30 minutes.
Oh, and I came across another study. No trace of the virus could be detected on a sheet of paper after 3 hours.
Yeah, so paper, not much of a problem. Very hard for the infection to spread that way.
But are there surfaces I should be slightly more worried about, though?
Well, the virus seems to be able to live a little longer on plastic or steel, up to a couple of days. One simple thumb rule seems to be soft surface, somewhat safer to touch, hard surface, be a little more cautious.
So, paper and cardboard package is safer? But doorknob, one should be more careful.
Exactly. And if you're isolated at home and no one has visited, there is no great need to worry about the doorknob either.
What a relief. One less thing to worry about. So what's the second thing on the list?
Temperature.
Ah, whether the virus can survive as the temperature rises. I went down a rabbit hole on this one after Anirban wrote a piece for us pulling together all the latest science on the coronavirus.
Anirban the microbiologist?
Yeah, yeah. I found him on Twitter. He keeps tweeting about all the popular misconceptions about COVID-19. So he cites some early research which shows the fatty layer that surrounds the virus begins to melt as the mercury rises.
Yeah, at 70 degrees Celsius, no trace of the virus on any surface after just 5 minutes. That's the research paper you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Interestingly, this is the paper that is the basis for all those WhatsApp forwards about how summer will take care of the coronavirus.
That's a bit of a misreading of the science, though.
Yeah, because summer also pushes a lot of people to use air conditioning and reduces ventilation, which are ideal circumstances for transmission.
I agree. But what the temperature data does show is ordering in a hot meal may not be that unsafe.
Yeah, stuff most of us already know, like heating food, washing clothes in warm water, they work for the coronavirus too. The world is dealing with a new virus, but it's not some alien life form. It behaves very much like many pathogens we already know. There's no point in blindly stopping everything that we were doing 3 weeks ago.
I guess some of it is just initial panic. But I think it's important to make choices based on science, though, especially now, while we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Oh, I agree.
Anyway, Sunit, I think I'm going to go and order some food now.
And I'm going to go back to my newspaper. So here's hoping everyone out there is physically and mentally doing well. We will come out of this soon. Stay safe.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.